that toll-free at 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, too. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. I got to be honest, though, I'm a little rusty with that. I'm completely new to running the boards. So hopefully I will see your call if you call in via Skype. Otherwise, you know, give us a call on our main number, 855-450-FREE. You can also join us at freetalklive.com, where there are many different ways to promote the show. And you know, one of the main ways to promote the show is to join the AMP program, asking $5 a month to, you know, help advertise, market, and promote the show. But there are also several free things that you can do to help promote Free Talk Live. You can go to promote.freetalklive.com. There's a whole list there of some of these things, like going to itunes.freetalklive.com, where you can find Free Talk Live on iTunes, give Free Talk Live a 5-star rating. You can call your local program director on a radio on a local news talk radio station and request Free Talk Live, or thank them. If they're already carrying a show, if you're listening on a local station and you like Free Talk Live, give the program director a call and thank them for running the show. I mean, it you know, every little bit makes a huge difference and makes an impression on those program directors. Also, what you can do is you can share an episode or an article from freetalklive.com on, you know, with a friend or on your favorite social media site. And you know, these are all just great ways. If you're not amplifying the show and you really, you know, you just can't afford it or whatnot, and you really want to still help promote Free Talk Live, there are lots of ways you can do it. Again, check out promote.freetalklive.com. And so we've been talking tonight about all sorts of things. We've been talking about, you know, security and, you know, computer security and the Silk Road. We've been talking about healthcare. We've been talking about the government shutdown. And actually, you know, we kind of got into a tangent here talking about the Silk Road, and we'd never really finished talking about the healthcare issue. And I'd like to get back to that and talk about, what happens if, you don't have healthcare in 2014 and beyond. So I started mentioning a little bit about the fees, but I'd like to talk a little bit more about that. So, again, the fee in 2014 is 1% of your yearly income. Actually, I'm sorry. I rolled right into this, and I realized I haven't introduced us. And, you know, it is, we are launching into hour number three here, so let me say, Ian and Mark are currently, if you're not used to our voices here, Ian and Mark are off at Talkers LA. They're, you know, trying to bring in the bills here for Free Talk Live and keep this thing running. So, filling in for them tonight, it is Johnson here with you.
And Steve.
And James Robin Hood.
James Robin Hood. So we are, you know, covering some of these issues, and, you know, James and Steve are completely new to radio, and I am pretty new here to, you know, running the boards and running the show here for Free Talk Live. So it is a little bit amateur hour here tonight. So please, you know, have patience with us. So again, just covering this, the healthcare issue, you know, the fees. So the fee in 2014, 1% of your yearly income, or $95 per person for the year, whichever is higher, and the fee increases every year. In 2016, it's 2.5% of the income, or $695 per person, whichever is higher. Now, what's interesting is that that fee, if you look at, you know, what did we say? You guys looked up the average household, or the average income per person, right? You said it was $43,000, somebody. Steve, did you?
Something around there. I don't have it in front of me right now.
Well, 1% of that is what? $430, right? So if you don't pay these fees, you know, and by 2016, it's 2.5% of your income, or $695, whichever is higher. I don't know what I guess 2.5 would be, if you're making the median income, 2.5% would be more like $1,000, right? Or something around.
Correct. It would be 1,000.
Which is pretty high. But it's still probably less than most of these insurance things are covering, you know, are costing. Now, I guess you'd still be responsible for your healthcare fees, but this is if you, you know, if you are, you know, have to go in for an incident. It's like almost like an extra deductible, or it's like a deductible on top of. So they're basically really just going to be injuring people who are already – it's basically going to be a program of kicking people while they're down. You know, and especially kicking young people while they're down, right? I mean, because they're already going to be sick, they've gone into the hospital, and now they're getting a $1,000 fee on top of whatever else, right? So, kind of interesting. So it says, after open enrollment ends on March 31st, 2014, they won't be able to get health coverage through the marketplace until the next annual enrollment period unless they have a qualifying life event, which I don't know what that is. I'm not going to get into it here. You can read
that's
this.
That's like
now.
If you get married or... Yeah. You have a child, or, you know, something like that.
Sure. There's all this thing. To avoid the fee, you need insurance that qualifies as minimum essential coverage, if you're covered. Any employer plan, COBRA, grandfather's test, Medicare, Medicaid, children's insurance program. I mean, there's all these different things that can qualify you as covered. But it's just certainly interesting. So things that don't cover you are if you only have vision or dental care or workers' comp, coverage for a specific disease or condition, plans that only offer discounts on medical services. So discount plans, those medicine discount kind of plans. So that's that. Before we continue talking about healthcare, I'd like to go to the phones and to the fun to Woody in Boise, Idaho. Woody, are you there?
Hey, did you still call me Woody?
That's what I've got on my screen here. What's your name?
Hey, Johnson, it's William in Boise, Idaho.
William, okay, hi.
Yeah, listen, long-time listener, second-time caller. And the reason I'm calling tonight is because there's an issue. I'm a lawyer, so by profession, that's what I do.
Sure.
I love to help represent people, especially for liberty, loving concepts, which we often don't see in the law, or we often do see when the long arm of the state goes after them. But, because of that and because of, my training and my knowledge in that area, I have a question that I wanted to ask. I know my understanding is that Ian is a voluntarist. The last I knew, Mark was more of a minarchist. I'm not sure where you stand, so maybe if you could help me and the co-host.
I'm an anarcho-capitalist.
Okay, all right. And now who else is with you there, Johnson?
I've got Steve and James here with me.
This is James. I would say, it's kind of hard to boil what I believe down, but, I guess self-ownership would be a good idea. Like, I'm not opposed to rules or system of controls. I just want to be able to opt into them. I want to choose, which system I abide by. That's kind of my thought on the whole matter.
And
now,
I
agree. I don't disagree with that 100 at all. And, when I listen to Ian with his, 100% voluntarism, it appeals to me. But the question I have is this, is in the real world, there are bad people who do bad things. And there are people who, for example, one of the stations I happen to love on TV is Investigation Discovery. And they'll show recently a guy who committed a crime in New York City, a very terrible crime where he murdered, chopped up, butchered somebody, went to Belgium, did the same thing, then went to Yugoslavia and did the same crime. And in a voluntary society, I'm wondering how such a person could be tracked down and held accountable for their crimes against people, without some sort of an organized, I hate to say it, but state, some universal law enforcement agency that would go after him. I'd love to hear an option that
sure
would get him, but I can't think of one.
Now, I mean, again, just to clarify for everybody else who's listening or just tuning in, we're going into, hypothetical land. I'm going to have to hold you over the break here because I'm not going to be able to cover this in just a few moments. So if you can stay with us, William, I will give you an answer, at least my hypothetical solution for how this would work after the break. So if you can just hold for just a moment, we'll be right back. So if anyone else wants to talk about this, 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Been Swan here. We are winning. Alternative media is challenging and beating mainstream media, and it's imperative for the liberty movement to continue this momentum. However, independent media cannot win without the support of sponsors and advertisers like Diamond Gusset Jeans. For over 26 years, Diamond Gusset has been owned by patriots with products designed for patriots. When I put on a pair of Diamond Gusset Jeans, I enjoy the quality, comfort, durability, and style. Most importantly, my wife really likes them as well. From the cotton to the last stitch, Diamond Gusset bucks the industry standard by producing a 100% all-American product. Another reason for my endorsement. So Ben Swan is asking you to go visit DiamondLiberty.com right now. With promo code BEN, you will receive a 20% off discount on a pair of male or female Diamond Gusset jeans. Remember, DiamondLiberty.com, and you are directly supporting the growth of independent media.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at HempUSA.org.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full-spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Control the airwaves and bring up anything. You can do that at 855-450-FREE. And that is the SACL CAI call, toll-free call-in line. That is 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, too. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. And we're currently talking about all the sorts of things. We're talking about Obamacare. We're talking about the government shutdown. We're talking about security and the Silk Road and bitcoins. But currently, we are talking about the concept of what jurisdiction would be like in a voluntary society. And we're talking to William in Boise, who is asking us a question. William, could you give us a brief recap again of exactly what you're asking us, you know, asking us to sort of hypothetically theorize on?
Yeah, so, you know, hypothetically, let's say we had a voluntary society where people could opt in or opt out of a government, whatever that system looked like. I've often heard Ian refer to the idea of people having their own security forces, which I like, as opposed to, you know, a state where there are cops with self-interest who lobby and put in, you know, this war on people that's been mismarketed as a war on drugs, all these sorts of things. But let's talk about real crimes, you know, somebody who kidnaps somebody, chops them up and murder, a terrible murder, does that over various land masses, continents, and so on. How would a voluntary society that doesn't have some sort of, you know, whether it be an FBI or international agencies that can deal with these sort of people, how would people like that actually be held accountable for the crimes that they commit against people?
Sure. So my theory on this, and again, this is something that would be solved any number of ways, and my sort of theoretical, hypothetical solution is just a guess, and I have no idea how the market would actually handle this. But my solution and thought would be that there would be all sorts of different insurance organizations, and insurance would not necessarily just be health insurance. You'd have things like unemployment insurance and, you know, home insurance, and obviously home insurance isn't that, you know, something that exists now, like homeowners insurance, but I'm thinking more of like almost like a security kind of insurance. Much more coverage. The way I see society working now is in a way that is sort of almost like someone who lives check to check. You know, paycheck to paycheck. Whereas I think that a liberty-oriented society, there would be a lot more wealth flying around. That I think that people in general would just be a lot more personally wealthy because everyone would be encouraged to participate in these kind of, rather than it being like insurance like we have now, which is sort of this abusive system, insurance would become, I think, much more of a money management kind of solution where that's actually beneficial and that people are only going to be paying into for reasons that make sense. So I think that these organizations, you would have insurance organizations tied in with dispute resolution organizations. This is a concept that has Stefan Molyneux, who is a sort of an internet YouTube philosopher. He has his own show as well. He's covered this concept called dispute DROs, and he has a video that online where he talks about the proof for anarchy. And in this, he talks about these dispute resolution organizations, which I think would be strongly tied in with insurance, with various forms of insurance, and would have every sort of incentive to be sort of share information and be connected across the globe, really. And that's how people, there would be incentive for them to catch somebody like this.
So William, do you think that, this is James, do you think that, I think people would find value in justice. Would you agree with that? So perhaps I was kind of...
I agree that people would find a value in justice. I definitely overall think that is a concept. However, right now I think that people find value, should find value in many things, yet, you know, oftentimes they'd rather have their beer and cigarettes than go and purchase something that makes more logical sense to them, depending on their socioeconomic status. And, you know, my concern would be, I guess, twofold. One is that I definitely agree that without this coercive state involved, that there would be a lot more wealth flying around. And I love the idea of sort of an insurance concept type of solution to that. However, you know, we run into the position of what about those lower on the totem pole
where they can't afford it. And then two, even if they can afford it, what if the person who, let's say, is committing these dastardly acts has purchased some sort of security forces for themselves to protect themselves because maybe they have the money? And now, how do you resolve that? I mean, is there just going to be this battle, or, you know, how does it work?
So to your first point, I guess you were concerned about poor people not getting justice. I think that, you know, it'd probably be a charitable thing. I think that I hope that people would be willing to pitch in and try to catch a murderer. And I was kind of thinking that one possible solution would be, you know, if you can, you could put a bounty on someone, like, hey, this guy killed someone, let's put a bounty on him. I'm sure someone would love to. There'd probably be people who would be bounty hunters who would try to collect that. And even if he had hired his own security force, if he was such a bad person and the bounty got so large, at some point they may do a cost benefit and actually accept the bounty, and his own security force may turn him over.
The other thing that to think about is, if you didn't have this insurance, and somebody did steal from you and you didn't have insurance, I'm sure that's, you know, to get justice, you would want, you know, one way to get it is through a financial case instead of locking them up in jail. For example, I've seen cases where someone steals from a department store and, you know, shoplifts. This department store security is the one who catches them. They go to court, and what's the penalty for shoplifting? It's a fine to the state government. That doesn't reimburse the company who was stolen from, and they still have to pay for security, and they're not being compensated for the damages that were done.
So yeah. I'm an accountant, William, and companies are very good at mitigating risk. So I used to work for a company. We sold yogurt. We would ship, all the way to Washington and California from Vermont. And we would insure every truck because we have $50,000 worth of yogurt on it. And so I feel like there would be very strong incentives to, I guess, mitigate risk. And I feel like someone who is a murderer, people would view that as a risk, and they wouldn't want to associate with that person. And we probably would have less anonymity in a voluntary society. I feel like there'd be private companies providing background checks, if you will. You would have a lot more access to information if you're going to deal with someone, just like eBay, like a feedback system.
I'll keep holding you, William, if you have any final thoughts here. We know we're going to break, but I will keep you on the line, and we will get your final thoughts here on this when we come back. If anyone else would like to speak to us on this issue, give us a call, 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live. Give us a call. You can take control of the show here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll free call in line. That's 855-450-3733. And we are covering all sorts of topics tonight, but I want to jump right back into the call with William, where we are talking about the concept of jurisdiction in a voluntary society. We gave some of our opinions about how that would work in the last segment here, and I wanted to get your follow-up thoughts, William.
Thank you. I think those are some great ideas. I hadn't thought about the idea of the insurance type concept that you said Stephen Molyneux had proposed, and that does seem to be very feasible. I guess my biggest concern would be that sometimes, unfortunately, and I think people even show it by the way they vote, Congress has, I think I saw a 5% approval rating, and I would be willing to bet you that probably at least 80% of those people end up getting reelected, which shows the, you know, somewhat oxymoronic thoughts of the American society currently, which I think a lot of it's the false state. But when it comes down to jurisdiction, while I think those are some good alternatives, I also think that money would be the biggest incentive in such a society. And if somebody had such funds, and like you said, if information was such very, very much more available, perhaps they could, you know, people are going to find out who has opted in to security forces,
sure,
and type of insurance, and who hasn't.
I suppose the question really comes.
I'm sorry, I was just going to say, somebody might have the money to pay just to get those lists and find out, well, who hasn't opted in. Now, obviously, the poor generally if they have that money, they're probably looking for money. So the poor probably aren't going to be victimized. But, you know, you think of more of a domestic violence type of situation or whatever. And I just wonder, you know, when it gets down to, well, I have my security forces and, let's say my spouse has her security, is she going to have a different security force? I mean, how do problems like that get resolved? And I'll, you know, I by no means believe that the state right now has any good solution for such things. I don't think they do. I just
sure,
wonder
but
how we work in a voluntary society.
If you take two dispute resolution organizations, they don't really have the incentive to come to blows. They're going to have every incentive to mediate the situations. That's what their whole purpose in existence is mediation. So whereas, yes, an individual is going to have all their drive to want, I want this to happen, and, you know, I want this outcome to go my way. Well, the whole purpose is for those organizations is actually to be mediators, just like a court system would be. You know, you don't always get your way when you go to court, and you aren't always going to get your way when you have a dispute resolution organization that is being funded by an insurance organization. So, again, the dispute resolution organizations will probably be more beholden to insurance, and their whole drive in life is going to be mediation. So, I mean, really, the way I feel that it needs to... The moral principle, or the thing to think about here, is: have you heard of the non-aggression principle?
Of course. Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, really, what it comes down to is can these services be provided without violence? I mean, really, can these same exact services be provided without a systematic necessity for,
aggression.
Harming people, right. Stealing, and aggressing against people? And I really, you know, I firmly believe. In every case, we don't need to just throw around aggression like, oh, this has to be provided for by the violence of taxation. This has to be provided for by authoritarian top-down hierarchy. It doesn't make sense. We don't need all these violent structures, aggressive structures in place.
Now, William, you brought up the issue of people with money getting, better justice. But I would argue we have that situation today with the state. You know, you probably are more aware than most, being a lawyer, that, you know, if someone has money and they get a DUI, they can hire a lawyer, they can fight it. You know, if someone has money and they have damages, like if someone, let's say, runs over their mailbox or whatever, they have the resources to go after the other person. So in a free society, you are probably right that the more resources you have available at your disposal, the more money, if you will, you probably will get better justice. But I would say that, you know, the same situation exists today. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't disagree on that one bit. No, that's true. I mean, there's public defenders out there, and some of them I know, and they're very, very good. And then there's others who maybe they're just overloaded. It's not that they're not good people and they don't want to try hard. Sometimes they're just overloaded because there are so many people demanding their services that they probably can't do what a private lawyer like me can do. So spend the time, you know, for a client to go after something very deeply if they have the money. So really a voluntary society and that sort of thing I think would be a wash. And believe me, I'm 100% against taxation in any form. It's nothing but coercion, theft, extortion, however you want to say it. But that's all it is. And the state, I'm completely against. It's done nothing but grow and grow and grow. It's just that, you know, I'm kind of on that limb of, you know, when I watch these TV shows of, you know, international killers and things and so on, and, you know, some of the, sometimes they have more money, sometimes they don't. You know, how in a voluntary society would we get there? And maybe I'm more like Mark in this, is that, well, why don't we just scale down everything we have as much as we can now? And probably by the time we get there, there'll be a lot more ideas out there. So maybe those are my final thoughts. And I really appreciate what Free Talk Live is doing. And like I said, longtime listener.
I totally agree with you.
Thank you, guys.
Totally agree with you, and I totally appreciate the call. Thank you so much, William. And we have many more calls in line, so I'm just going to keep going straight into them. We've got a call from Zach from Tupelo, Mississippi, listening to 101.1 WKMQ. Zach, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How you guys
so
doing,
Zach? I'm doing great. How are you doing? I see here that you're calling in about you served some time. A lot of time, it looks like.
Well, yes. It was earlier this week, or maybe the end of last week, you guys were talking about there was a guy in Louisiana that was caught with, I think it was 15 grams of marijuana and sentenced to 20 years. I think the situation was he was a repeat offender, habitual offender is, I think, the legal term. Third strike, and he was out, sentenced to 20 years. And I thought it was interesting that you guys were talking about that because I was actually sentenced to 20 years in prison myself for possession of marijuana. It was a felony amount, but my first offense.
Wow.
First time I got caught with it, and I was sentenced to 20 years. The way that they do it here in Mississippi, and it's very, very, very common. It's totally unconstitutional. What they'll do, and what happened to me, was, like I said, my first felony offense was caught with over an ounce of marijuana. And what they do is they sentenced me to a year of house arrest, and then 5 years of probation after the house arrest. But the way that they sentence you is, if you violate the house arrest, they'll give you 20 years. The actual verbiage they'll use is,
wow,
20 years to be suspended upon the completion of house arrest. Okay? So the reason why I say that that is unconstitutional, and the Court of Appeals is the one who ruled that it is unconstitutional, is because what they're doing is basically delegating judicial authority to the executive branch, which is MDOC here in Mississippi, the Department of Corrections.
Right.
They're saying that if you guys deem necessary, if you guys violate him for his house arrest, then you can give him these 20 years. So that's exactly what happened to me. And what's even more interesting, I go a step further and how ridiculous it was that I was actually violated for a DUI 5 days before I was supposed to get off house arrest.
Hold those thoughts, Zach. We've got to go out. We got a hard out to a break, but I'll hold you over, and you can finish your thoughts when we come back. Anyone else want to call in? You can give us a call, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. That's 855-450-3733.
We all know how useful Bitcoins are, but how can you cash out Bitcoins quickly to pay rent or other cash expenses? MoneyPack Trader will sell you a money pack in minutes using the private and fully encrypted messenger program TorChat. You'll need a MoneyPack loadable debit card to deposit MoneyPacks onto, but don't worry. Dozens of debit cards are available free on the internet, and you may already have one from the nearly 50 prepaid debit card companies that allow MoneyPack loading. These debit cards are great because the funds can be withdrawn instantly at your local ATM and then spent anywhere cash is accepted. Cashing out Bitcoins really is that easy, and MoneyPackTrader.com pays the highest rates for your Bitcoins. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com today to learn what they can offer you for buying and selling Bitcoins with enhanced privacy that no other exchange offers. That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
US, one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video-cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video-cam.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything. You can do that toll-free at 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free call-in line. That's 855-450-3733. But, you know, I'm not sure you're going to even have any time to make your calls because we've got loaded lines here, so I'm going to go right back to them. We've got Zach in Tupelo, Mississippi, listening on WKMQ. Zach is telling us about being sentenced to 20 years for possession of marijuana, and what they do to get people sentenced to that 20 years. So they violated your house arrest, or they forced you somehow into violating house arrest. How did that happen? Give us some more details.
Yeah, the interesting thing is that, like I said, they delegate total authority to the executive branch of the government, unconstitutionally, and say, if you guys decide, you know, you want to violate them, we'll give them these 20 years for a first-time offender. So how they got me is I was charged with DUI, like I said, about 5 days before I was supposed to get off the house arrest. And what's so bad about it is that the DUI charges were dropped. I got an attorney, and the DUI charges were dropped and everything, but simply because I got arrested, they were able to violate me solely on that and, again, give me the 20 years for that. So, and I met so many other people in prison while I was in there that they did the exact same thing to. It's crazy. Actually, a friend of mine, who I didn't even know was locked up until I got to prison, I met him there, and the exact same thing happened to him, and they gave him the 20 years.
So how long was your period of house arrest that you were under these sort of like restrictions where you had to really be this, you know, careful? And obviously, you know, that didn't necessarily happen. But how long were you under house arrest where they're just gunning to get you?
Right. I was sentenced to 1 year of house arrest, and then it was okay. 5 years probation after that.
So when you got the DUI, it was during the house arrest period, right? So it was violating house arrest. Would they have been able to do the same thing to you under the probation circumstances?
No.
Okay.
No, I would have, you know, gotten my due process, been able to see a judge and everything like that before they could have, you know, given me any of that time. But because I was on the house arrest and because of the way I was sentenced initially, the 20 years to be suspended upon completion of house arrest. So If they deem I don't complete it, I violate it, I get 20 years. And they do that to a whole lot of people here in the state of Mississippi, at least I know.
And they're really, they try to do that. I mean, they try to put these suspended sentences on people, house arrest, probation. There's all these different circumstances under which they're trying to get you because they want to, you know, I don't know if it's a money-making game or if it's just control or you know, what the circumstances are. But obviously, they're trying to imprison as many people as possible for these nonviolent offenses.
Right, and I've been fighting this for going on 2 years. My attorney, you know, he knows the judge and everything like that, and he'll just tell me straight up. I still haven't even gotten a no from the judge for my post-conviction case that I'm trying to, you know, get done right now. And he'll cite that, you know, the Court of Appeals has already ruled that this is unconstitutional, it's illegal, and yet they continue to sentence people this way.
So you haven't served 20 years. So wait a minute. So you haven't. I misunderstood the description here of your call. I thought that you had already served 20 years. So you're facing. Okay.
I was sentenced to 20 years. I went to prison. I've already gotten out.
Okay.
Because here in Mississippi, it's 25%. You come up for parole.
Okay.
Right.
So now you're fighting. I'm fighting the parole essentially.
Right.
Okay.
Sentenced to prison and went, and I did my time, and you know, I kept my nose clean, didn't get in any trouble or anything like that. That's how I was able to get my freedom back. But I still, you know, and I have up to I think it's 13 years left on parole, where I have to pay the money every month and everything like that, and go report to a probation officer or parole officer twice a month right now. And you know, yeah, like you were saying, it's a money game. That's what it's all about.
Yep.
So Zach. I don't know if you heard the last caller. He was worried about, I guess, justice in a voluntary society. Do you think you were sentenced to 20 years. Do you think if you had murdered someone, you would have gotten less time?
I met plenty of people in prison that were in there for murder with less time.
Yeah, so I mean, I would say we don't have justice right now. Your story is a clear indication of that.
Yeah, definitely. It's terrible. And what's so bad is I'm not the only one. And I was actually fortunate enough, you know, I had money to get a lawyer and all that stuff, and it still got me that, you know. And there's lots of people that are, you know, ignorant about the law and things like that. And I took a gamble thinking that, you know, no, I'm not going to have any problems on house arrest and I'll be okay. Obviously, I was wrong, and I got wrapped up in just thinking I could get away with things. But anyway,
What would you say to people in your position?
I'm sorry, say that again?
I guess, what would you say to people, if you had something to say to people in your position, what would be your message to sort of, I guess, warn people, you know, warn other people who might be facing the same circumstances?
Well, definitely, if you are sentenced to house arrest, do not think it's a game, because they won't play with you. I've heard that a statistic here in Mississippi is something like 80% of the people sentenced to house arrest are violated, and I think that's why they sentence people the way that they sentenced me so much. They are pretty much counting on you violating. And I mean, like I said, you don't have to be found guilty of anything. That's the big warning here. I was not found guilty of anything. As a matter of fact, I was charged with the DUI, and I wasn't even given a breathalyzer test at all, which the cop did that on purpose, thinking he was going to cut me a break. Because, you know, I talked to him. He was on my side, but he's like, you know, I got to take you in. I was in an accident.
They're never on your side.
No, well, he didn't give me the breathalyzer, and, you know, I still violated, gave me 20 years. And I could have very easily gotten, you know, in trouble for some frivolous thing while I was on the inside and had to end up serving, you know, the majority of that.
That's extremely unfortunate. I want to wish you the best of luck in fighting your probation or the remainder of the probation, and I want to thank you very, very, very much for the call tonight, Zach. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
And again, we've got loaded phones. Hopefully we can get to all the calls here. Let's go to Lee in Charleston, West Virginia, who is listening on 94.5 WVTS. Lee, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
So you're calling in tonight about Obamacare. We've been talking a lot about this mess, this complete and utter mess that is going on with Obamacare right now, and how a lot of the millennials and young folks are opting out because it's not really insurance. It's more of a, you know, a co-payment program kind of deal.
Train wreck's the word I've heard a lot lately.
Yeah.
This may be a silly question, but has anyone, any of the idiots in their infinite wisdom in Washington, said what all this money that they're going to collect off of people is going to be earmarked for? Or are they just going to be as irresponsible, fiscally irresponsible with it as the rest of the money?
Oh, I'm sure that they'll be irresponsible with it. It's supposed to go to pay for, you know, the structure of society now is that a lot of people are getting older and older as time goes on because of the baby boomers. And so the baby boomers, essentially the distribution of age amongst the population of the United States is getting older and older as time has been going on. So the idea here is that they're running out of money for healthcare costs because the baby boomers are all reaching, you know, so they're reaching Social Security age now and needing to collect on all these programs. However, they're also the ones that already have the wealth in the country, so they can really afford to pay for their own care. But essentially, the idea behind Obamacare here is that it's going to distribute the costs to the young and make the young pay for the old, you know, make the young pay for basically the baby boomers' healthcare. You know, it's as the distribution of people gets older and older, that's where those costs and that money is going to need to go, supposedly, but it's probably not. You're probably absolutely right. It's going to go into some bureaucrat's pocket. It's going to be go into, you know, pet programs and be redistributed, you know, to pay for the, you know, gold statues at XYZ hospital that donated to some politician's campaign, I'm sure.
Right. Well, I listened to Phil last night, and he was talking about them going through one department at a time and voting on funding for individual departments. And I'm adamant about that. I think that's an excellent idea to keep the pork barrel free out of everything.
I just, you know,
keep them from sneaking things in.
You know,
as
partisan as it may make me seem, I'm just hoping that, you know, some success can be happen with just defunding it entirely. That would be nice. But thank you so much for the call tonight, Lee. We've got to go. It is the end of the show. We have a hard out. Unfortunately, that's all we've got time for tonight. So this has been Johnson,
Steve,
and James.
And if you have time, go do some shopping over at shop.freetalklive. You can get anything you want on Amazon.
If your mom or loved one lives alone, one call to LifeWatch can end your worries for their safety. We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you call us right now, we'll send you absolutely free an information-packed report on the 9 most important things you need to know to make sure your parents are safe when living alone. It's completely free. Call us right now. 800-522-8286. Put your mind at ease with LifeWatch. Dial 800-522-8286.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.